You're listening to SBS News.
Giuliano Bartazzoni owns a popular Bayside restaurant that's a hive of activity during summer. But when the power fails, it can quickly turn eerily quiet.
Lights are out, music's off, air conditioner stops, so it becomes uncomfortable for people to be in the venue. We also lose our fridges, which is probably the main problem. Being a food service venue, we can't actually operate without running fridges.
His eatery, Jimmy Jams, was one of several in Melbourne's southeast forced to shut down in January as one of the city's hottest days on record played havoc with the power grid. It can cost thousands of dollars in lost business. And a new Australian Energy Market Operator report has warned there could be more blackouts ahead, with more than a million homes and businesses potentially affected. The operator's chief executive, Audrey Zibelman, says the height of summer is the main danger period.
We have some days that are extremely hot, and we have units that can fail on us unexpectedly. And in during those periods of time, we're really quite worried about not having enough resources.
Victoria is particularly susceptible, with two of its key power plants still months away from being repaired. New South Wales's future supply also facing big challenges, with the looming 2023 Liddell Power Station shutdown. The report has sparked a political war of words over just who is to blame for the threats now posed to a reliable power supply for consumers during peak summer demand. The Federal Energy Minister, Angus Taylor, has accused states like Victoria of moving too quickly to renewables.
When the sun goes down and the wind doesn't blow, you've got to have affordable, reliable energy at your disposal.
Deputy Opposition Leader Richard Marles says the Coalition should point the finger no further than its own energy policy uncertainty.
You are not seeing investors invest in the system, and as a result, infrastructure is ageing and the consequences are therefore obvious.
The AEMO's Audrey Zibelman also says what's needed is urgent action and more investment in the electricity supply sector. Gareth Borum, SBS News.